speak of the Inyan of Menucha. Inyan of Menucha, Sanefesh. Inyan of Menucha in general. We know the whole Megillah. You know the whole Megillah, the whole mitzvah of Purim, as it says in the Megillah, "Venochel by my veim." They finished the Melchama Yud Gimel outside Shushan. So the Yom Shenochel my veim. That's why we celebrate Purim. Shushan, they had Melchama on Yedalet. So the Yom Shenochel was Tazvov. So there's a special dogish of the Inyan of Menucha. Menucha. What's Purim have to do with the Inyan of Menucha? Dafka. Now I saw the Sfasim has even asked the Chori they couldn't. The Ness of the Netzachon, how they killed so many people, so you should make Purim on the day of fighting to show what how they want Sliach and they're fighting. Why, Dafka, do you wait a day? It should be on the Inyan of Menucha. Also, the Inyan of Tefillin. Because Tefillin. What's the sod? The Inyan that Tefillin is so connected to the Inyan of Purim. Also, what's the Inyan of Achashverosh, the Ribu Yesuda? Pasuk says ka at the beginning as well. Be yomam ahim kashav es amelach achashverish. Be yomam shvi katoiv leiv amelach bayoin. Kashav es means when you're sitting. Of a katoiv leiv amelach bayoin. What's the Indian? It's a very big kitzur. It's a very long piece. But the Indian is the following. Olam hazeh is olam of Arai. In Arai there's no menucha. Kapshuto in Arai. Anything that's Arai is mushlul from the whole inyan of menucha, because something that's ara is not going to be menucha. Is if you go into your keva, in other words, that's why a person's kevias is in his house. You only can have menucha when he's in his house. You can't have menucha when he's outside. He's traveling. There's no menucha when you're traveling, even if you go first class. There's no menucha when you're traveling. Menucha you have in your mokum kavua, not in your mokum arai. Oilam hazeh is oilam of arai, so it's a mushlul from the whole inyan of menucha. Menucha is only in ruchnis. Menucha is only something that's in ruchnis is kevias. Ruchnius is Kavias. Olam Hazeh is Arai. Esav and Yaakov made a deal. Esav took Olam Hazeh. Esav took Olam Hazeh means that Esav is mushlul from the whole Inyan of Menucha. Because Olam Hazeh is Arai. By Arai there's no Menucha. Yaakovin is the Bechin of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom HaMenucha. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. Shabbos is a time where a person's in his house. Rashi says, V'chukosai, it rains. B'leil Shabbos when people are in the house. B'shar Shabin Eldim B'batein. A house is kvias, there you have menucha. Shabbos is kvias v'kaima, there you have menucha. Shabbos is menucha. Shabbos in the bayis, there you have an inyan of menucha. Only in ruchnis you have menucha. The Torah begins with the letter base, because the letter base is bayis. And only in ruchnis you have menucha. Bayis is menucha, only in ruchnis you have menucha. Olam hazeh is arai, so there's no kvias. And when there's no kvias, then there's no menucha. Esav is yodayim, yodei Esav. It's a pella de gazacha. Chazal say yodayim askoni yaseim. Even when a person sleeps at night, and he's b'menucha at night, but he has to, one of the reasons why you have to wash netilas yodayim is because yodayim askoni yaseim, they might have touched somewhere that's mechayim netilas yodayim. Askoni means that yodayim don't have menucha. Yodayim don't have menucha. Even when the person's lying and sleeping, the yodayim are not menucha. Yodayim yodei Esav. Esav is the bechina. That's why Esav is an ish sodeh. Ish sodeh means he doesn't have a bias. Yaakov is Yeshiva Holim. The Esav is an Ish Sodeh because he's Mushl from Menucha, because he's an Olam Hazadikah. That's why in Olam Hazeh, Oyev Kesef, Lo Yispar Kesef. Yeshlem Mame Roitz Masayim. You never get to the Matzah where you're going to sit back with Menucha, because you're living in the world of Arai. The more Gashmi you are, so the more you want, because the more you're living in an inner of Arai, and the less you have Menucha. Less you have Menucha. So Esav is an Olam Hazadikah. Mele doesn't have a house. Mele is an Ish Sodeh. Mele, his Ikeinian is Yodayim. Yodayim are Asconi, you see. Yodayim don't have Menucha. And Mele, therefore, Rabbi Yid understands that even the Yodayim you have to use for Kedusha, when you use Yodayim for Kedusha, so then you have Menucha in your Yodayim as well. And that's why there's a mitzvah to wash your hands with Mayim. Mayim is Almei Menuchas. Mayim brings Menucha. That's why it's called Kiddush Yodayim. Because the Inyan of Kedusha, Inyan of Kiddush, Kedusha is Kvi V'Kaima. And Inyan Kedusha, Inyan of Kvi V'Kaima means that the mitzvah of Kiddush Yodayim means to take your Yodayim, which are Skoni Yosei, which are Mushla from Menucha, and you're going to bring Menucha Inyan to them. In other words, when you're Oisak in Mitzvahs, Maisa Mitzvahs, so then you're bringing Menucha even to the Musak of Yodayim. That's called Kiddush Yodayim. That's why it's Tafka B'Mayim. Mayim is Almei Menuchas. Why is Mayim the Inyan of Menucha? Because Mayim is Kvias. Kol anecholim, the pasuk says, holchem el hayam, hayam in enemole. The yam never disappears. The yam is always in a matzav of menucha. The soda tefillin is we put tefillin on the shalyad, and then we put tefillin on shalroish. Shalroish is keneged hamoyach, shehan hashama shebamoichi. The moyach is the chelik haruchni of the Adam. It's the chelik haruchni of the Adam, and therefore it's called moyach. Moyach has the same letters as menucha, because that's the mokum of menucha. Every person is made from eish mayim, ruach, and offa. Which part of the person is made from mayim? The moyach is made from mayim. The lev is made from eish, and the guf is made from offa, and the breathing is the ruach. But the moyach is the chelik hamayim. If it's the chelik hamayim, it's the chelik haruchni, shanashama shanamoichi. And made it, therefore, that's why the moyach is the chelik hamenucha. Esav is kula yodayim. He's mushlal from menucha, so therefore his head gets chopped off. His moyach is not a chelik of him. He doesn't know menucha. But when we put tefillin on, it's faket. We're not mafsig. We take the yodayim, which are skoni yisim, and we mal it to the moyach, to the tefillin shel roish, which the tefillin shel roish is the bechina of menucha, where that's emistic menucha, where we can bring menucha even to the yodayim askoni yis by being mekadosh them b'mayim, which mayim is on the menucha yisim aleini. That's the whole inyan of Vayered Hashem al Hasinai. The whole inyan of Vayered Hashem al Hasinai is Hirkin Kisei Akovet. The Yard Kisei Akovet is Rashi. Kisei is the inyan of Menucha. You sit down, you're in the position of Menucha. The Rebbein Shalom is saying that those who learn the Halakha Torah there, they're sitting on the Kisei Akovet there. Every person's neshama comes from the Kisei Akovet. So a person's real home, his real bias is the Kisei Akovet, is where his neshama comes from, his neshama is Kavua. That's where a person's real Menucha is. Since a person's real menucha is there, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu bought the Kisei HaKovod. Just like the Torah starts with the base, and the base is the bias, and the bias is the menucha. You're sitting down. That's why it's called yeshiva. Yeshiva, you're sitting down. This is the only place we have a menucha. That's why it's called the Beis HaKnesset. It's called the Beis HaMedrash. This is a mokum of kvius. You have to be koivea it in the Torah. It's a mokum of kvius. Memele mokum of menucha. Memele you feel in a bias. When you walk into a shul, the Beis HaMedrash, first thing you have to feel is the menucha, that we're in our mokum. Esav's mushel from all that. Yaakov's ishtom yeshiva holim. The whole Indian of Amalek, he doesn't have menucha. Achashverosh is b'yomam ahim k'sheva samela. He was the king in the oilam ha'arai. He was the king in the oilam hazeh arai, which means he's the most arai. He's ruling in the arai. He's the most ruling, and that's why he wants to feel so kavua. But yomam ahim k'sheva samela achashverosh. K'sheves. Sheves is the same letters as Shabbos. Goy she Shabbos chayiv misa. A goy doesn't know what menucha is because a goy is in olam hazeh. And olam hazeh is arai, and by arai there's no menucha. So goy she Shabbos chayiv misa. K'sheves. It's like saying Kashabbos, he doesn't have a real Shabbos. But Yom HaShvi, which was Shabbos, Ketoiv Leiv HaMelech, he doesn't know the real Menucha. He makes a whole Suda to feel the Menucha. He makes a whole Suda, which is a Kvias, and he invites everybody in. But Be'etzem, he's Mushla from the whole Inyan, he's Mushla from the whole Inyan of, because it's all Maisi Adayim, it's all showing, it's all Aradik, and the more Ashiris you show, the more it shows how Aradik you are, and the more it shows how your Em is Mushla from Menucha. He ended up killing his wife from that Suda, Beisai Zu'ishta, he killed his bias, he's Mushla from a bias, he's Mushla from the whole Inyan of Menucha. And that's why he took on Haman. Haman's from Amalek. Yodayim doesn't have menucha. And the whole Indian of the Goyishkeit was the Yidin looked at the Goyishkeit instead of wanting the Beis HaMikdash, which is the bias where Yid felt this is Amok and Kabua. The Shechina has a Dira Betachtoinim. So this is the whole Nisoyin of Chodesh Adar. Adar is Aleph Dar. The Elikus is Dar, a Dira for Hashem. Meaning Adar means that you take the Elikus, and the Elikus is the only thing that is an Emistik Adira down here, an Emistik Kvias down here. That's the whole Indian of Adar. That's the whole Indian of Beis HaMikdash. And that was why he used the kelim. He wanted us to feel menucha over here in his suda. But the faket, but the gezer was that we felt menucha. So adarabah, we have to realize we're mekabel l'toyer. We realize that menucha is be'emes only through kabbalas l'toyerah. And that's the inyan why the tafka on the day of menucha, tafka on the day of nochu mayaveim. The whole inyan of Purim is to show that the menucha, the Shoshanas Yachad, Solon Birosim Yachad, Tchelis Mordechai, Tchelis is doim eliyam, yam lerakia, rakia is doim elakisa kovet. That's how we connect to our sherish, we connect to our kviyas, we connect to the kisa kovet. Is that's why it's tafka on the yom hashanochu. That's why lehudim oisahor v'simcha v'sosan vikor is elu tefillin. The shpitz is when you mala the yodayim askonias up to the moyach, which is menucha, and you have menucha in your whole life. A yid, a ruchnistik a yid is menucha. The gashmistik a yid is mushlul from the whole inner menucha. You'll never have menucha. A ruchnistik a yid has menucha the whole time. Adar, Adarabba, the Aleph, the Elikus is a Dira. We feel Kvias when we feel Kvias with Ruchnias. It's a Dova which is Kavua Vakaima, and therefore we feel Menucha, and that's the Menucha's Shabbos, and that's the Yom Kippurim, Kippurim, which is Shabbos Shabbosan. So we should be Zorcha, when you're going to America, and you have to feel that, you're going to a Mokim, which seems, wow, so much wealth, and so much Gishmak, and so much sitting back in comfortable chairs. There's no Menucha there. People don't have Menucha. People, you see, these, the wealthier the person is, the more he's screaming on the phone, the less patience he has, and you see the big Talmud Chacham, he's got time, he's got menuchas and nefesh, he's got menuchas everything. The Yaakov Ishtom Shleimus Shalom Begushal Yaakov Shalom Begufay Shalom Yovah Yaakov Shalom Begufay Memoina. Yaakov's got Shleimus, Yaakov's got menucha, and Esav is Mushal from the Olinin. The Olam Hazeh is Mushal from the Olinin. Now we're living in the end of Golas Edom. The end of Golas Edom is the end of Golas Esav, and here the person's running around, everybody, the whole world is running fast, quick. America, so everything's quick. Because you got to run, you got to do this. There's no menucha in the Gashmis, the Gewalt. There's no menucha. We have to live a Shabbos, the Leben. We have to live a Leben realizing that Ruchnis brings us menucha. The Vekas to our Kodesh Baruch Hu brings us the Emes, the menucha. And everybody wants menucha. Everybody wants to be in his Shoirish and his Dava Kavua. And only Ruchnis, the person feels that he's at home. He's at home in Ruchnis. He's at home with his Neshama. You're sitting in the Yeshiva. You're sitting on the Kisei HaKovid. You're sitting on the Mokim where your Neshama comes from. You're sitting in your Mokim Kavua. And there we feel Emes, the menucha. So, Brian Shalom should help you. It says, and you should be thankful that Baruch Hashem you're living in Eretzinu HaKadosha, which is the Mokum of Klal Yisrael. It's the Mokum HaNitzchi of Klal Yisrael. It's the Mokum Kavua of Klal Yisrael. And you should be Zorcha Metz Hashem before you go, that Yehovah Yimashiach Tzidkenu Sheyovah V'Yigaleinu Metz Hashem. And you should be Zorcha Metz Hashem to Menuchas Shalom V'Shalva V'Hashki V'Vetach V'Meher V'Yemeinu Amen.